Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the Jimmy Carter Report. Jimmy Carter's first report of the week, and we've been waiting on it.
Morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, good morning. Happy holiday for those that have a holiday. I think some banks and the feds are off, and I don't know about anybody else. It's kind of one of those weird holidays that okay, it's supposed to be a federal holiday, but not everybody celebrates it. They do in Columbus, Texas. That whole town closes up today. They celebrate Columbus.
Good.
But that's about it. So if you ever go to Columbus, you have to just
it's not Indigenous People's Day in Columbus,
just
Texas.
Columbus Day. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, they're not celebrating the Indigenous people part. They're celebrating Columbus because their name is Columbus.
Yep.
You got that? Okay. I want to make sure.
Made sure.
Boeing. What a mess this company is. I was just reading about them. Somebody needs to help them get, I don't know, they're in a mess. They're such an important part of our exports of airlines. They're an important part of our military armament area. They have a big defense unit. They're going to cut now 10% of its workforce. That's 17,000 people. They're delaying the launch of their next wide-body plane until 26. The factory strike's a month old. It's costing them $1 billion a week, and they are a long way apart, the company and the machinist union. And I just think I remember the old days when if something on a big important company like that, or whether it was the rail strike or the longshoremen or any of these people that do strike periodically, if it went on a while, usually the Secretary of Labor or if it had to be the White House would go in there and arbitrate this stuff. You guys have got to work this together. And they would pin both their heads to the wall and make sure they came out with a deal. But it doesn't seem to happen with this foe. It just rolls right along. And it thinks it's going to be interesting when the stock market opens on their stock today because it's not good. This is the week financially that they come out with a lot of different reports, earnings reports for Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Johnson & Johnson, Walgreens, United Health, and that'll affect the market this week as things go. Oil dropped down to $74.05. Economic damage, oh boy, it made it interesting to watch this. Insurance stocks. This is a mess that Helene and Milton's getting back, but they had 3.5 million people without power in Florida. Now it's down to under 1 million, but it's still at like 900,000. So they're far from being over with that cleanup and everything. And some of the problems they're having is that it seems like a lot of the gas stations are the ones without power. So they've got gas, but they just can't pump it. So they were doing some kind of weird temporary gas stations in some of the parts of the state. It is not. They canceled a music festival in Kissimmee because of all that. But the Disney Worlds and all those people are back up and running. The orange people, the orange juice people, they were beginning to see signs of kind of a comeback. And then there was a big setback as Milton destroyed some of the groves right around harvest season. So we're having a real, I don't know if you bought any orange juice lately, but it's kind of expensive if you buy the good stuff. President Biden was running around the state yesterday, giving $500 million in recovery aid. Not sure that's going to be enough, but it's there. And then you have places like Asheville in North Carolina. Now, this is the time of year That's a $3 billion tourism industry up there. A large chunk of it happens now in the peak foliage in this month. I think it's pretty much starting to turn now. And, you know, you can't go to Asheville and that upper part. You can go to Dollywood and some of those places. But, you know, a lot of people like to go deep into the Appalachians and take a look. But Great Smoky Mountain National Park is open. Gatlinburg is open, and I'm sure it'll be crowded. But Asheville, that's where, I don't know, a lot of la-di-da people go to Asheville. There's a lot of that, you know, they just go up there and drink coffee and look at the trees. I don't know.
Isn't that where the Biltmore is?
Yes. And it's got a lot. Biltmore Village was pretty much destroyed. The actual house itself is had a little bit of damage, but nothing tremendous. But it's just the whole area is such a mess, then they can't do much. They just gave $2 million to the recovery fund.
Yeah, you're right. That's high-dollar resort area.
And Asheville is, but not Gatlinburg.
Not Gatlinburg. Well, how about you drive across from Gatlinburg through the Smoky Mountains, you end up on the other side in Cherokee. Well,
you can go south. Yeah, you can. I think you can do that.
Because that's North Carolina.
If you look at it on a map, that's south of Gatlinburg, and you can wind your way through, and that's okay. And Murphy and some of those places, and they're really almost North Georgia, the far, far western part of North Carolina, that wasn't touched. So there are places, Blairsville, and there's some places out there that are okay. It's just a lot of people seem to know about Asheville, and you can't go anywhere around there. It's pretty much a mess, and you still can't go. And I don't know how they're going to get those washed-out roads back anytime soon. I watched Sunday morning, to me, I don't watch it real-time. I watch it clips because it comes on YouTube in the afternoon, and I can just watch the stories I wanted to watch. So I watched the Al Pacino story and the Shirley MacLaine story, the whale story, and then there was a Bob Woodward story. He's got a book called War that's out now, and boy, I'm telling you, he gets access that really no one gets. Now, he hates Trump, I'll tell you that, but if you can just file that over off the side, he goes into behind-the-scenes stuff on Ukraine and on Israel. And it's quite clear that President Biden, he can't stand Netanyahu. I mean, they get quotes like, you know, he's a bad man, he's a very bad man, and he cusses a little bit, you know, talking about Netanyahu. And then with the Ukraine thing, it's got our Defense Department, he's got the transcripts, and, you know, he was there, where the Defense Department goes off with their version of the Defense Department in Russia and telling them, you know, they're worried about them going nuke. And we've been close a couple of times on tactical nuclear weapons, which would change. And no one's ever done that yet. But I kept thinking, too, that if Putin got really pushed to the wall, and not just meant killing his people, but if they were going to get overrun by the Ukrainians, I thought he was going to do a tactical nuclear weapon rather than lose. Because there's no way they're going to beat them, because they will nuke them first before they give up, wouldn't you think? So I think that's been the real fear over there the whole time, is that Putin's going to be on his back. So far, he's going to have to resort to tactical nuclear weapons. So that's a real, real concern in Ukraine, or was earlier, I don't know about right now. And then we're putting in a new missile battery over there in Israel that I don't think they'd previously been given, called the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Battery, THAAD. And it's going over there with 100 U.S. troops, and it can repel future ballistic attacks from Iran. And that's a real sophisticated weapon that we're sending over there in case Iran wants to send more sophisticated weapons toward Israel. So that is definitely behind the scenes ramping up and making a lot of people very nervous. I think if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you're very nervous. How bad can they get? What is their problem? I just saw the score. Anybody watch the game?
You know, you go from nervous finally to depressed. And so I think Cowboys fans are just, I know we're looking at, it's pathetic. I mean, well, they got 9 points the whole night. And
is he blaming it all on the who do you blame this on, the quarterback or the coach? Or
you blame it on the administration, your coach, who did nothing in the offseason to make a better team, and everything that you needed isn't there. So you're getting exactly what most Cowboy fans thought were going to happen anyway. You hope for better, But they didn't go find a running back, and the running game is terrible.
But by the time...
And there's six players on the defense that's hurt right now.
That's the deal. I mean, and not just six, like, you know, five of them were really critical. But still, 47-9. And Detroit's on a roll, man. You know, Detroit, it's hard.
Detroit is on a roll.
Yeah, they're 4-1. They're good. They're good, but wow.
It's good old curb stomping.
I'm telling you, look at college football right now. Things are definitely unusual. Army and Navy are both 5-0, and I don't know that that's ever happened before.
And they're both now rated
in the catbird seat.
They're both in the top 25 as of yesterday.
I know.
Army and Navy
both.
That doesn't happen.
Have one defeat when they play each other, obviously. So they're not going to end up undefeated. One of those is not.
Good for them.
And somebody's going to take them down, but it's going to be interesting. Now, you guys are certainly in the catbird seat with that was a great game between Oregon and Ohio State. And Oregon was on top of that. They had a great night. Penn State is not a bad team either. And they're doing great. Alabama fans, we feel about the same way as Dallas. Maybe a little better, but not much. Not happy with our win. People are definitely groaning and grumbling behind the scenes. South Carolina really almost deserved to win that game against us in Tuscaloosa. It was not pretty. Some people said it was that was an ugly loss to Vanderbilt, but it was an ugly win to South Carolina, and we play in Knoxville at Tennessee this weekend. As you've seen, if you're watching the Southeastern Conference, it's just where we all chew each other up. You guys hadn't really taken part in that feast yet. But
well, wait a minute, though. We come from a conference. This is an argument I have with one of my cousins. You know, one of the South SEC arrogant people that now we are now one of them. But he said, well, we eat our own. Buddy, you didn't think about the Big 12. We cannibalize ourselves long before y'all would. So this is not
Kansas,
new to us.
Kansas State, those are some bad ones. And well, anyway.
Well, and you're not kidding. You're not kidding. There's no Kansas would beat Texas. It'd be as hard a deal to understand as Vanderbilt beating Alabama.
Yeah. Well,
actually, no, it wouldn't, because we were terrible then, and Alabama was
not when the number Strong got fired.
Fourth and number one team in the country.
Now, Alabama's got problems. Yeah. I don't think anybody's been able to exactly figure out what the problem is, beside the fact that defense can't tackle. It's pretty much the same way as Dallas. We just have a really awful defense. If you guys put your quarterbacks out there, and they're going to score 100 points if we ever get to play, which I hope we don't this year. Georgia, I don't know. Georgia seems like they're struggling a little bit too. They didn't murder the team they played this past weekend. So interesting things going on in college. The afternoon, if you're trying to watch baseball, this is a holiday in many places in the country. In fact, New York City pretty much celebrates this day. They have a big Columbus Day parade and everything. Los Angeles plays this afternoon at 3:08. In the National League Championship game against the Mets. So that'll be an afternoon game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
308 on Fox, and the Yankees play tonight.
Yeah, they're
I don't like the Guardians name.
Yankees and Cleveland Guardians. They're at
Guardians. I hate that name.
They're at 540.
Same.
540 tonight. But how about the Dodgers killing the Mets last night in game one of the.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're down to the four teams, and, you know, the Mets now spend more money on payroll than the Dodgers, and they've been doing that, and it hadn't paid off. And last night it didn't pay off. Dodgers 9, Mets 0.
I haven't been watching the Yankees this year, so I'm almost guessing it'll be Los Angeles and the Yankees, you know, in the World Series. But I don't know. We'll have to play the games and wait and see. This Buffalo and New York Jets tonight in New Jersey. Buffalo's a 1-point favorite in that game. So that might be decent. Buffalo's not been as strong as we thought they would be, and the Jets, I don't know what their deal is this year.
And now we return to page two. That was some news right there with Jimmy Carter.
Have you ever run a marathon, Bob? I was wondering if you would run a race, the Kenyans. They had a record this week.
No, I used to run all the time. Marathon where you swim.
2 miles.
No, that's not a marathon.
No, that's a triathlon. That's a triathlon.
Okay, yeah. No.
Yeah, I know that's the one you prefer doing, but
I did a 10-miler once, but always 5Ks. But no.
26.2 miles in 2 hours and 9 minutes and 56 seconds. I'm not sure I can drive it that fast.
No kidding.
I mean, that's really good. That's really amazing.
Never got close to that kind of endurance. But
I'm interviewing Mark Harmon today, and you know he's formerly Gibbs on NCIS. And,
I know exactly who he is. Yeah, I know.
And he's the executive producer of NCIS Origins, which starts tonight on CBS. And I'm interviewing him today. And
I showered with him one time.
What?
Okay.
It was years ago at the YMCA in Austin. You know, we're pretty.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. When I used to run. And, you know, after the run. And there he was in the shower, showering. And
I don't bring this up to him today during the interview.
Yeah, you should start with that. That's a great icebreaker.
Well, you know what I remember?
No, tell us what you remember.
Oh.
Is he had scratches on his back.
Oh, my.
Now, I'm talking 25 years ago. Probably, yeah. But you know what that usually means.
Long night.
Had a cat sleep on him.
Yeah.
I'm asked.
So,
wow.
I sure did.
How do you like to move on?
You heard me light up when you said, oh, I know who he is. Yeah.
Lainey Wilson, who I think some people know who she is. She's kind of the hot female country singer right now. She is going to do halftime at the Dallas game on Thanksgiving. The Salvation Army Red Kettle person.
Cool.
Yeah, she's got a
video.
Well,
they got some
YouTube
backlash last night.
Why is that?
Because the Cowboys are getting worked, and they announce it, and it was just bad timing. So so the Cowboys started putting out the press release, and it started getting so much backlash. Had nothing to do with Lainey Wilson. It was all about how bad the Cowboys were.
Yeah.
So instead
bad
of putting,
timing, yeah,
it was
yeah.
just terrible timing.
Well, it was interesting timing for one of the country singers, Brantley Gilbert. He was doing his show in Tupelo, Mississippi on Friday night, and they all wear earpieces up there to hear themselves. And you can talk to them during the show. I wouldn't advise it for most of them because it throws them off and it's not good. You better be something real important that you're telling them. But they told him your wife is going into labor in the tour bus. So he leaves the stage and goes to the tour bus in the back. And his wife, Amber, is giving birth back there where the midwife is there because they must have been worried that something was going to happen. And she's delivering the baby right there in the tour bus. And he stays and, kisses the baby and everything. And then he goes back and finishes his show. He said it was the craziest night of his life. And I don't doubt that a bit. That's pretty crazy.
Saw the video and the crowd went wild when he walks back on stage. And of course,
I guess somebody told him. They didn't leave. They left that part out of the story. I mean, that crowd had to know something was wrong, and I don't know if somebody just came on there and told them something was wrong or what. I don't know. Saturday Night Live, over the years, is hit and miss. I did a couple of spit laughs during their opening. I don't ever watch them live because I'm going to bed, but I do watch it on Sunday. Usually during the day, they'll put the best of the show on YouTube, you know, little 5-minute clips of whatever the different things. And they did the opening, so I watched it, and it was very funny. It was Kenan Thompson, who is just the best. He played Steve Harvey, and they do Family Feud, the Trumps against the Harrises.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
And they burned them. They blew both of them. They blew everybody up.
Okay. It's funny, because early this morning, I said to Eric on the air, I said, you know, I watched Saturday Night Live's open. I DVR it. And last week was really funny. And I said, so I watched this, and I said, it's pretty good, but nowhere. It wasn't that funny. And then you're saying it was really great. So
I thought it was funny. I mean, I laugh at Kenan because his little quirks are good. I thought the Biden character was more of the same, but it was pretty funny. I thought it was good because they gave both sides trouble.
Which is exactly what they did the previous week as well. You're right. They did.
So at least
I guess I should have given it more credit. I think
I liked Family Feud. Kenan is just – Kenan made the thing to me, though. Because he
was the only real – yeah.
He's very funny. Dan Aykroyd loves this. I don't think anybody's seen the movie. I heard that when they did a horror movie this weekend that I understand was so horrible. Not horror. Okay, let me change my words here. A horror movie that was so gory.
People started walking out. Yep.
People were walking out in the early parts of it because they didn't know what they were going to see. They thought they were going to a horror movie. Well, this is a very gory horror movie. And it did $18 million. Got a B on CinemaScore, 3 stars on the 5-star rating. It mostly appealed to boys 18-24, and let's see, Latino and Hispanic moviegoers 48%.
Is it the Terrifier, like 3 with a clown in it?
Terrifier 3, you're
right. Yeah, I'm sad that I know that, but I did hear about the opening scene. And if you like gore movies, probably wouldn't bother you. They just go for some different angles that some horror movies would not go at. If you're looking for shock value, they went there.
Well, this guy Jelly Roll, he is amazing. Number one on iTunes. His album came out Friday. He's had the best year of anybody in show business, maybe except for Taylor Swift, who's had just an unbelievable year. She goes to Miami on Friday night. She'll play 3 nights in Miami, then 3 nights in New Orleans at the Superdome. Then she goes to Indianapolis, and then she'll be done with this tour. But I was just figuring, she's going to do $5 million a night at all these places. And that's another, you know, look at that. Just a little run in October is going to bring her, you know, $30, $40, $50 million when you have concessions and everything else. Pretty amazing what that young lady has been able to do, that's for sure.
Hey, Jimmy, will Jelly Roll win Entertainer of the Year? Because you said it, he's had the best year.
He said he doesn't want to win that.
Right.
And he says he wants to win the Event of the Year and something else. I don't know if people can stop themselves from making him Entertainer of the Year, because I can't imagine who would claim to be it other than him, because he has done everything and then things that no one has ever done. From Saturday Night Live to the Emmys to having a Super Bowl commercial to testifying in front of the United States Senate and having every other thing, too. He's been pretty amazing.
I was watching. I'm like, I'm going to watch Tulsa King. There he is again.
He comes up on that. That's a good show, by the way.
It is.
I wish they'd bring them all out at one time. This once-a-week thing, I'm not used to that. Don't like it. But I do like Tulsa King.
Yeah, it's very good.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Jimmy, have the best Monday ever.
Jimmy Carter brought to you by Austin's premier camera store, Precision Camera and Video. Prime Bank of Texas, make every stage of your life prime. And Swartner Farm and Ranch in Swartner, Texas. Coming up on 8 o'clock, Eric and Bob for your Monday morning. Much more to come. Please stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.